We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Yud Dalid, Seif Zayin. Nizdamna loy teva bas eser oisiyas oipochas oyoiser. The Sofer is writing, and he bumps into a word, which is 10 letters long, or a little bit more than 10 letters, or less. Be that as it may, v'loy nishar mehashita k'dei lichtoy veskula b'toy chadaf. The point is that however long the word is, he doesn't have enough room to write the word and fit it into the column. So what should he do? Loha Rambam, according to the Rambam, im yocha lichtoiv chetzia betoy chadaf, vechetzia chutz ladaf, kaisif. According to the Rambam, let's say the word is 8 letters long. He can fit 4 in the line and 4 out of the line. Or it's 10 letters long. He could fit 5 in the line, 5 out of the line. So go ahead, write it. Uloha Rosh, gam bazeh lo yichtoiv yoisim mishnei yoisiyas chutz ladaf. According to the Rosh, even in such an instance, you should not write more then 2 letters outside of the line. V'yesh lahachmir, and one should be machmir, like the Rosh. As I zakt the Shach, that even if the word is 8 letters long, for instance, he should not write more than 2 letters outside of the line. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sif Katan Vav, V'chetz yachutz ledaf, koisiv, nir lefieni asdaiti poshut, according to this opinion, even if we're going to say that the last two letters of a word, even if it's a large word, you're not meant to write outside of the daf, then it's going to be mutter lekosvan chutz ledaf. So what did we just say? We'll explain. Kegoin, for instance, Betevas l'mishpachay sehem. Let's say you have the word l'mishpachay sehem. So the last two letters are oisiyos heim, which is a word, obviously. So ein kaisven, that you're not allowed to write outside of the line. Even though heim is only 2 letters out of 10, nevertheless, you should not write it out of the line. Aval yoiser kaisven. But let's say you're going to write the word l'mishpachay sehem and the yud, hey, mem will be out of the line, that would be mutter, because that's not a word. So even though you're writing more letters outside of the line, which we would think is worse than writing just 2 letters outside of the line, says the Keses that no, according to this opinion, it's better to write 3 letters outside of the line and not have a word than to write 2 letters outside of the line and have a word. The yesh lehistapik emein lemakim rak lichtav lemishpachay say v'yitzdarach lichtav heim chutz ladaf. The Keses says, let's say you have he's mesupik. What's going to be the din if you only have room to write heim chutz ladaf? And we just said that that's problematic. Or you have an alternative. Oilaharech ktsas hatof. You could be marech the tof of lemishpachay sehem. V'lichtoiv yud heim mem chutz ladaf. Hay minayu adif. Which one is preferable? In other words, we have 2 varying opinions. Im lichtoiv kol gimel ha'oisiyas chutz ladaf. Is it better to write all 3 letters outside of the column, Masha Osir Ladas HaShach, which according to the Shach, you're not allowed to do, because we said a moment ago, the Shach holds you shouldn't have more than 2 letters outside of the line. Or should you have the Yud, keep it inside the line, and only outside of the line you have the Hey and the Mem, Masha Osir Ladas HaRamo, which the Ramo says is a problem. So what's worse? Nearly the Hilchus HaKabasroi, says the Keses, that we paskin like the later halachic authority, the yesh la'asis kedas hashach, and therefore you'll only have the hey and the mem michutz ladaf, which is preferable according to the Shach, even though it's not preferable according to the Ramo. Halacha ches, kol elu hadvarim haniskarim mishnei simonim bistam, everything that we mentioned until now, in the last 2 simonim, without discussing whether it's ma'akiv or not ma'akiv, einam ela l'mitzvah min ha'mufchar, it's ideal. V'im shina kosher, and if you were not able to fulfill these halachas, it's still going to be kosher. Afilu kosav teva shleima chutz ladaf, even if you wrote an entire word outside of the, we just had a whole discussion, 2 letters, 3 letters. Zakta Kez says, no, even if you wrote a whole word outside of the column, b'somach l'ksav ha'shita, as long as it's within reason, in other words, it reads following the previous word, so even though it's out of the column, v'afilu beis teves, even if you can write 2 words outside of the column, shekosven v'kai gavna, kosher. As long as it's read together with the line, it's still going to be kosher, even though two complete words are outside of the column. But you have to be careful that the space in between the two columns is not filled up with a continuation of one of the lines. Because then the Balkaire is not going to know, or anyone reading it, is not going to know if these words are shayach to the previous column or the following column. But as long as it's recognizable to which line these words belong, whether it's prior to the following column, whether it's after the previous column, kosher b'di'eved, in either case it's going to be kosher b'di'eved, azoy zakt di b'nei yoina. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Sifkot Zayin, kol elu hadvarim, all of these things are not ma'akif. Kosev ha'bach, b'soif simen reish ayin gimel, v'zeh l'shaynay. U'masha kosev, this is what the Torah says, v'kol elu hadvarim einem elu l'mitzvah n'amuvchar. The Torah also makes this comment that all of these dinim are only lemitzvah min amuvchar. Kein kosev Rambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam that all these things are not ma'akiv. V'hachi naktinon, and that's the halacha. With the like ma'isha kosev ha-mardchai al shem Rav Yoh. Not like the Mardchai wants to say in the name of the Rav Yoh, soif perek hanizokin v'chulei. Yeah, that the Mardchai over there says that if you don't have ben shita l'shita, and it's not tofer begidim, so you're not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah. Alma desvirulei, the bekir v'ashitin pasul. So you see that he holds that when you don't have ben shita l'shita, it's a psul. V'kein kazer rabbeinu Yerucham, benesiv beis, chaylik beis, v'loi kaim alon hachi. We do not paskin like this shita of the Mordechai and rabbeinu Yerucham, that these things are ma'akiv. Rather, we hold that these things are not ma'akiv. Ad kan loshin ha-bach. Azoy zok de bach. Now, he quoted the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So, Sok the Kesis, let's take a look at what Rabbeinu Yerucham says. V'zeh loshen Rabbeinu Yerucham sham. Shir gilyan milamata tefach. The shir gilyan on the bottom is a tefach. U'milamala gimel etzbois. And on top, it's three etzbois. U'bein daf ledaf, kimloi roichav beis etzbois. And between the columns, you have the amount of space like two etzbois. Kach poshet b'menachas. This is black on white in the Gemara in Menachas on Daf Lamed. V'oid poshut, it's furthermore clear over there. Ubein shita l'shita kimloi shita. Ubein teva l'teva kimloi is ktana. Ubein ois lois kechot asayra. You need between the lines space like a line. In other words, space for the top of the Lamed and the Endanun and so forth. Between each word, you need a space like a vav or a yud. Ubein ois lois, you need a mashu. V'yizor ha-sayfer. The cipher should be very careful with all of these things, because these things are possible if the cipher did not follow these directives of Chazal. He brings Rabbeinu Yerucham and he says that apparently there's a printing error in Rabbeinu Yerucham, because how is it shayach to say that all these things are ma'akiv? We all know that these things are not ma'akiv. So it must be that there's a printing mistake. I think, there's no printing mistake over here. Rather, the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds the kol hani diktani hasim, everything it says in the Gemara, in Menachas and Daf Lamed, b'braisa, ma'akvin afilu b'di'evid, all these things are taka ma'akiv. He means what he says. Certainly, it appears that way according to the Tshuvas Marami Rottenberg and the Rav Yoh, the Poislin b'shein revach ben shita l'shita, because they explicitly passel when you don't have revach ben shita l'shita kim l'shita. So who adin l'kol ani d'tani hasim? So the same halacha would apply to all these other dinim bein ois la'ois, bein teva l'teva, which are all mentioned there, the habuchada machsem achsinu tana, because all these things were mentioned in one sentence. So it makes sense that they would all have the same din. And that's what Rabbeinu Yerucham holds. Avalanan lekayim alon hachi, but we don't paskin that way. Elokadas ha-Rambam, we hold like the Rambam. V'shar paiskim dekol hani einon ela l'mitzvah min amuvchar, that all these dinim are only ideal. Everybody agrees that these dinim are not ma'akiv, not like the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Maran Ben Baruch, and the Rav Yoh, that they hold that it's ma'akiv. So we have a machlokes rishonim, zok the Lishka, and we hold like the Mekilim. Ach b'sefer b'sar and simin ches, if yud, kosav, v'zeh l'shoinai, he says the following, u'b'di'evet, afilu sh'loi hiniachim lo shita b'tfilin k'sheira, b'di'evet, if you didn't leave, kim ben shita l'shita, kim lo shita, if it's tfilin, it's going to be kosher. Rak b'sefer Torah, afilu b'di'evet, lo hiniach ben shita l'shita, kim lo shita p'sula. So by tfilin, if you don't leave him lo shita, it's going to be kosher. And by sefer Torah, it's going to be posel. So if you didn't leave Ben Shita L'Shita by Tefillin, it's going to be kosher, and by Sefer Torah, it's going to be posel. And if you didn't leave Ben Teva L'Teva K'mloyes K'tana, so then it's going to be kosher. V'lo yadanim arola niach das reiva poiskim v'lifzoi k'muotim zok de keses. I don't know why the Beis Aaron decided to paskin like the miut of Poiskim, who say that if he didn't leave Ben Shita L'Shita Kim L'Shita in a Sefer Torah, that it's going to be possible. Yeah, I don't know where he got this from. Ukefia Nira who says her atzma, and it's a stira what he writes himself. Kiladasa Poiskim im ein Ben Shita L'Shita Kim L'Shita Tzorech Kimalech. I'm sorry. Kiladasa Poiskim ha Poislim. Im ein ben shita l'shita, according to the Poslim, if you don't have ben shita l'shita, kim loy shita, so then kim lecha shamayim tzarech loymi. You have to say, like the melecha shamayim, the Poslim gam bekol hanidvarim detoni lehu, hasam bebraisa. You're going to have to say that the same din should apply to all these other dinim, im shina behenu, k'moshe kasev Rabbeinu Yeruchim, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, that it applies, the psul applies to all the dinim. Ve'ech karchzav mineu beidim lo'iniach bein teva l'teva kim lo'is kosher. How could the Beis Aaron in the same sentence say that another din, which is brought in the same sentence in the Gemara, this is going to be possible and that's going to be kosher? It doesn't make any sense. Ve'ayin v'loshim l'sech t'seifrim asher v'esi b'sifkotin asher acharze, and look in the Masech t'seifrim that I brought in the next sifkotin, where he brings everything together. And afterwards in the Sefer, he says that if he made it b'sayf adaf l'tchilosay, we'll see what that means, posel. V'hine midatani Sefer posel, from the fact that in the Sefer, he says explicitly that something is posel, muchach tahadik tani reisha, manichen v'chulei ben shita l'shita l'chat chilahud. So from the fact that he says that the last thing is posel, is a raya that this that he says in the beginning of ben shita l'shita, that's only a din l'chat chilah. Ubidiyeved loy pasal, but bidiyeved, that will not pasal. Ubachakiraches kasafti oitz muchen lezemi Yerushalmi. Can have a look over there. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Zion with the asterisk. Afilo kosav teva shlemer, actually, yimale haksav kol hagilian. The ikir, you can write even two words, we said, in the margin, as long as it doesn't fill up the entire area. Ken kasav b'sefer b'nei yoyna, azoy zakti b'nei yoyna, v'kosav, and he writes, afki midivrei harashbitz, enay nira ken, even though from the rashbitz it doesn't appear to be that would be mutter, mikol mokem, meyedhu d'ledivrei haturah machshirin, but he himself says that according to the Torah, it would be kosher, ki agavna, v'kevan d'paskinan k'divrei haturah, since we hold like the Torah, hachinam yesh l'achshir b'zes, and meyla, we're going to be meikel. Azoy zakt, the lishka. And the Bnei Yoina. V'hinei b'mesech desayif from Perek Beis Halacha Beis Hachi Yisa, it says the following, Manichen bein shita l'shita kim lo shita, u bein teva l'teva kim lo yais, u bein ois lo ois kim lo yis seyar, u bein daf l'daf kim lo yagudol. Yeah? This kim lo yagudol, haynu b'shar svarim, is by the other svarim of Nach, aval b'toira, but in the toira, beza gudlin, you need two gudlin. Osa seif ha-daf l'tchil osa, posel, if he made the Seif Hadaf Litchilosai, that's going to be Posel. Iri Vesaisius, if he mixed up the letters, Aisha Hivsik Be'emtza Hashem, or he stopped in the middle of a word, Al Yikraboy. Upirish B'sefer Nachlas Ariel. So now what he's telling on is the words, Osa Seif Hadaf Litchilosai. What does that mean? So, Pirish B'sefer Nachlas Ariel, Osa Seif Hadaf, Mashahu B'sefer Hadaf Asoi, Gamkein Haschalas Hadaf Hasheni. that he made at the end of the first column what is at the beginning of the second column. What does that mean? Let's say the last word in the first column is the word Vayomer. Right? The pasuk says Vayomer Moshe. So the last word on the first column is Vayomer. The first word on the second column is Moshe. So what did this guy do? V'kosav b'soif hadaf. So he wrote at the bottom of the first column, Gam kein milas Moshe l'simen sheyeda haschalas hadaf she'acherav. He wrote the word Moshe at the bottom of the first column so that the Balkaire should know what the first word of the next column is going to be. U'kumayisha oisanata b'dafen anitfasim, which is a common practice in printed books. Ad kan l'shaneh. So he's learned the Nachlas Ariel, that's what the Pshat in the Masechta Seferim is. U'b'sefer kisei rachamim, and in the Chidos Pirish on Masechta Seferim, maybe Pirish say, b'shem ha-sefer regel yeshara, the kisei rachamim brings this Pshat in the name of the Sefer Regel Yeshara, v'kolse, and he likes this Pshat, he praises it. U'l'fiyane esdaiti, says the Lishka Mefukbuk, I think it's a shvera Pshat. Ki kafi anira minig ze lichtav b'seif hadaf teila mitchil teva mitchilas hadaf shel acharav ena yela b'seifah shenechta b'kontresim. He says, what are you talking about? This business of writing the first word on the second column at the bottom of the first column, that's a new thing that you find in pamphlets, in books. Avoloi b'seifah shu b'glila, but you don't find such a thing in svarim, which are rolled on an Eitz Chaim. How could that be the pshat? V'gam hemshich haloshen, where it talks about it doesn't go with the flow of the whole Masech Tesefrim. He doesn't like this pshat. So he wants to say a different pshat. Says the Glishka, I think it's talking about what we were talking about on the top in the Keses in Halacha Ches. It's talking when you filled in the area from the end of one column all the way till the beginning of the second column. So that the writing that's in between the two columns, you don't know if it's a continuation of a line of the previous column or if it's the beginning of a line of the next column. That's when it's going to be puzzle. The Gam Loshana Yerushalmi, and also this Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perek, Aleph, Halacha, Tes, Saif Hadaf, Shavu'l Tchilasa, Yisparash, Hachi. Over there, the Yerushalmi brings this case as well, and the Pshat is the same thing like we just said in the Yerushalmi. The Gam Hemshech Halosh and Asi Shaper, and it goes very nicely with the Hemshech in the Yerushalmi also. Shuv Higiyani Sefer Nachlas Yaakov. Subsequently, I got my hands on the Pirish Nachlas Yaakov on the Masech Tesefrim. V'reisi Shigam Hu Pirish Kain, that he learned like me. U'b'sefer Kisei Rachamim Kosev Shein Pirushei Mechover. The Chido brings the Nachlas Yaakov. He doesn't like this Pshat. U'lefiyani Estaiti Mechover. But I, says the Lishkas HaSefer, I do like this Pshat.